弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们还没有讲到之前，让我们同心祷告。
Before the sermon, let's all pray together.
愿我口中的言语，心中的意念。
May the words from my mouth and my the view on my heart
都蒙主悦纳。
May be acceptable to the Lord.
有求主圣灵在我们当中做感动的工作。
May the Holy Spirit be the one who inspired us.
让我们能够明白主的真道。
So that we understand His truth.
要求主今天赐给我们生命的粮。
May the Lord give us His bread of life.
在我们基督徒的生命里面常常仰望耶稣。
So that through our Christian life we will look up to Jesus.
求主祝福我们以下的时间。
May the Lord bless us the time that we have.
奉耶稣的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
很快又见到大家了。去年十一月到现在，差不多有一段很长的时间。
Since November last year, it's been quite some time. But you know, it's quite fast actually. I've seen you again.
我今年的四月底到五月初去了欧洲一次的旅行。
And at the end of April and beginning of May, I went for a trip in Europe.
这个地方叫地中海的 favorite 哈。
And the place is the Mediterranean
favorite 哈。
favorite.
那我们就是到在 JFK 坐飞机到西班牙的马德里首府马德里。
We took the plane from JFK to the capital of Spain, which is Madrid.
我们坐的是一个巴士的旅行团。
We took on a bus tour.
我们沿着地中海的海岸线，然后从西班牙到法国，然后到意大利的罗马。
We start we went along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, all the way from Spain to France, and then through Italy to and then end at Rome.
总共是十四天的旅程，让我最大的感受是看见上帝伟大的作为。
It's a 14 days journey, and I think my greatest feeling is I see the wonders of God.
我想知道这里有多少人去过欧洲的，举手给我看。
How many of you have you been to Europe? Please raise your hand.
去过欧洲的也不少哈，所以在这个欧洲的旅行里面，我看到上帝教会聚会的大教堂呢。都是建在高山的磐石上。
In Europe, actually, I saw a lot of magnificent church was built on a rock over the mountain.
我们去到一个教堂要那个旅游巴士要走券了一千多高尺的，你要教堂就在这个大山顶的大磐石上。
We took on went to a church which is on the rock on the mountain, and we took up.Take a long way up, almost 1,000 feet.
所以教会建在磐石上，就是建在耶稣基督的磐石上。
And church is actually built on a rock, which is Jesus Christ Himself.
真的，我看到的时候都感觉到是非常的雄伟、庄严、很严肃的。
When I look at them, I feel the magnificent and solemn.Part of the church.
也有一些教堂也建在城市的中心。
There are other great churches built in the center of a city.
也是最贵的地方。
It's the most expensive area.
最好的地方。
The best area.
我看见有一个教堂已经建好的了，但是它还要继续再建、再加建。哇，真的，四面的人，从很多人都围着这个教堂来看。
I saw a church which is actually built.And well built, but they just keep on extending it, and people is filled up with all the people from the world.
然后我们到罗马，就看到这个圣彼得大教堂。
And when we were at Rome, we saw the St. Peter's Basilica.
这个教堂每一天从世界四面八方来的人潮，真是川流不息。
And every day that the church was filled with people from all over the world.
所有这些大教堂在建的时候，都那个时代是没有分基督教、天主教、什么东正教，没有分。
When those churches were built, there's no distinction between like Catholic Church and Protestant Church.
所有教会的信徒都是 Christian， 都是叫基督徒。
All the believers are called Christians。
那到十五世纪后才是分。在第三世纪的时候才分。
And people start to make distinctions since the third century。
以前都是叫东方跟西方教会。
And before we just called it the Eastern Church and the Western Church。
所以这些教堂建起来真的是一个奇妙的事。
And this is a miracle. This church has been built up.
所以我心里面感受到，真的是一个啊，看见上帝的大作为。
And in my heart, I feel like I see the great wonders of our Lord.
这些教堂都以耶稣基督为中心。
This church has actually put Jesus Christ as the head.
因为你进教堂就看到耶稣钉在十字架的形象。
Because when you enter the church, you saw this, the sign of Jesus, on the cross.
所以我看到这些教堂的时候，我第一个感觉就想起耶稣说：“我是世界的光。”
When I went to the church, I first remember he said what Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
耶稣就是世上的光，他就吸引全世界的人来到他的面前。
And Jesus is the light of the world. He kind of attract people from all over the world.
我又想起耶稣说一句话：“我若从地上被举起来。”就要吸引万人来归我。
I also remember another word of Jesus said, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself.
自从耶稣被钉在十字架之后
，After Jesus was nailed on the cross,
不到一个世纪
，and less than a century,
耶稣的这个福音就传到很多地方去。
And the gospel of our Lord was spread.
No, 到第二个世纪已经传到很远很远。
In the second century, it's been spread a long distance.
到罗马之后，全世界都慢慢都听到福音。
When the gospel reached Rome, and then slowly the whole world was aware of this gospel.
正如今天我们在看到这个希伯来书的作者说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
And just as the book of Hebrews, the author of the book of Hebrews said, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
真的，在我们如果你是基督徒，你要记得有很多的见证人都围绕着我们，都给我们一起来见证耶稣基督的奇妙。
If you are a Christian, you have to know that there's a cloud of witnesses.
我一家信主。
My family believes in.
我不知道李弟兄是不是一家信主，有一家信主，有很多的一家信主的举手给我看。
If your family believes in Christ, please raise your hand.
OK， 感谢主，有蛮多的啊。那你一个人你是基督徒，那举手。
If only you are the Christian in your family, please you raise your hand.
也有啊，我们都有信主的啊，已经受洗你啊。信主耶稣基督的人蛮多的。
Many of us have believed it and also been baptized.
都在我们那边的那个教堂里面，有很多弟兄姐妹信主的。
And the church over there, the other side, there's many Christians.
看看扩大一点的时候，很多的地方都有信主的人。
When we expand our area and we see that there are many other believers,
看见真的这些见证人好像云彩一样围绕着我。
And we really truly see that they are witnesses like a cloud.
今天我要给大家讲一个题目，就是仰望耶稣。
Today I'm going to share with you with a topic like
我们仰望
fixing our eyes on Jesus.
仰望耶稣的话，我们要做四件事情。
You will fix your eyes on Jesus. You need to do four things.
第一件事就是放下重担。
The first thing is throw off everything that hinders us.
圣经说，当放下各样的重担。
The Bible said, throw off everything that hinders us.
耶稣要讲一句话很重要，他说，不要为一时忧虑，忧累，也不要为明天忧累。
Jesus has said one important word: say, do not worry about.What you eat and what you wear, do not worry about tomorrow.
很多人都说他自己的重担就是要打工啦，要广东人要搵食啦，要打工啦，这个是最大的重担哈。
Many people say that the heaviest burden is to working, find a job.
那耶稣的时代真的，耶稣说的对，耶稣时代吃的其实也是不是很丰富的。
At the time of Jesus' time, actually, that's not very plentiful.
2000多年前
is more than 2,000 years ago.
你说他们吃的，今天有的吃，明天有没有的吃啊？不知道。
And today they have food, but they're not sure whether they will have food tomorrow.
但是我们生在一个，尤其是在美国，是最丰富的一个国家。
But we are now living in the United States. We have the most prosperous country.
今天是父亲节，很多人带父亲去 all you can eat.
Today is Father's Day. Many will, of us bring our fathers to the all you can eat.
很丰富的。那圣经里面说，我们要放下重担是很重要。
And the Bible said it is very important to let go of your burden.
我以前在这边有提过，我在2012年的时候，我退休回香港。 然后在香港开了一个慈善机构。
And last time I shared with you that at the year 2012, I went back to Hong Kong and I founded a non-profit organization.
这个叫田角, 就是Cornerfield一个田角。
And the organization is called Cornerfield.
我这个机构就是给餐给人吃。
This organization is to give meals to people.
如果他们的收入低个3000块香港钱。
If their income is less than 3,000 Hong Kong dollar,
我们就可以, 他可以申请我们的晚餐、午餐。
They can apply for our lunch and dinners.
我做的方法很简单, 我去餐馆做了一个contract, 以后拿我们的餐券去那边吃饭, 你就免费了。
Our approach is very simple. If you are qualified, then you can, you know, come to our, you know, dedicated, you know, restaurant and can get the food.
其中有一个, 大概 五六十岁的一个女士
there was a lady age about 50-60
她到我办公室来申请这个餐券
she came to my office and applied for the coupon
然后我就 给她了
and I gave her
但是她到我办公室来的时候 我就问她一个问题
when she came to my office I asked her one question
我说你为什么带这么多东西来看我呢
why did you bring a lot of stuff to my
他带了一个手推车,
She bring a cart.
就是可以买东放东西的手推车,
so they can put stuff on.
然后一个非常大的包包,
and a big bag.
然后还有个他的, 女人用的手袋,
and,
也是不少的手袋,
and also a handbag. So, yeah.
所以他带来的都蛮重的,
she,
因为那个带车都满满的,
and her cart was filled up with stuff.
他说是啊，牧师，我每天都带着这三个东西。
She said, yes, Pastor, every day I take with me all these
three stuff. 我说你坐火车也带这个? 是。
I said, well, are you taking the train with all these two?
你坐巴士也带这个?
And also with the bus through?
他每天都这样带着三个东西在街上走。
Every day she carried these three things on the road.
哎呀，他的重担真的蛮大的。
She had a great burden.
我每个月有一个晚餐给他吃饭.
And
every
month I gave her some meals.
顺便我就把那个票给他.
And I also gave her the coupon.
那个餐馆的老板呢？那个餐馆的名字也是很奇怪，叫谁是老板？ 那个餐馆名字叫谁是老板？
And the name of that restaurant is who is the boss?
Yeah. 很奇怪，但是原来是他是一个基督徒。
And actually, the boss is a Christian.
他把很多圣经的经句都放在那个餐牌 menu 上面。
He actually put a lot of scriptures on the menu of the restaurant.
他的旁边的围墙里面写了好多圣经的经句。
And there are a lot of scripture written on the wall.
这个弟兄真的很感谢神，很奇妙。
We are very thankful and for the Lord for this brother.
他说。 哎呀，黄牧师，你这个受慰人是有点麻烦。
And the boss said to me, Pastor Wong, this receiver beneficiary has some troubles.
因为他每次来就带着三个大包包。
Because whenever she came, she took with three big
要,
bags.
要不晓得放在帮他放在哪里。
And I don't know where should I put the food.
他就是防外人进进出出。 那后来这个老板说，我跟他说，你这样好了，你给他一个 corner， 一个 corner 的地方，那让他不妨碍人的，那他专门坐在那边就好了。
So I talked to the boss and you can let her sit on one corner so that she won't bother any other people.
而且他告诉那个 waiter waitress 呢，要怎么样去照顾他。
So he told the waiters and how to take care of her.
哎呀，这位女士真的很辛苦啊。
It is a hardship for this lady.
因为她的重担太多了。
Because she has a lot of burdens.
所以她的肩膊受伤了。
And her shoulders was injured.
她的膝盖又受伤了。
Her knees also injured.
走路走得好慢。
She's only can walk very slowly.
而且还要吃止痛药。
And also he take the painkiller too.
啊，我们要仰望主，最重要第一点就是要放下重担。
When we want to fix our eyes on the Lord, we need to put away our burden.
你信了主之后，你不能再担了这么多的重担到主的面前。
After you believe in the Lord, you cannot always carry your burden.
有一节圣经大家都很熟的，马太福音11:28。
That's one scripture that you will familiar is the book of Matthew.
耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。”
Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
你有没有做到？
Do you do this?
如果你今天还没有做到这一点的话，你要开始做。做一个基督徒，一定要把你的重担交给耶稣。
If you haven't been able to do this, you have to try to do it today. Because every Christian, you need to give your burden to the Lord.
你不能单单在礼拜天才把重担交给耶稣。
You cannot just keep your load and load your burden to Jesus only on Sunday.
你应该每天早上，你就应该把你的重担交给耶稣。
And every morning, you should give your burden to the Lord.
仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
Look up our Lord Jesus.
耶稣也说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得不想安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻松的。”
And Jesus also said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
你要知道，耶稣已经为你做了一个轭，这个轭，为你做了一个适合你的。
You have to know that Jesus already custom made a yoke that's suitable for you.
你知道耶稣是一个 carpenter.
And you know that Jesus is a carpenter.
他做一个是最适合你的。
He makes something which is suit you more.
首先你要放在你的肩膊上是很舒服的。
So when the yoke is on your shoulder, you will feel comfortable.
你要知道这个是神的恩典。
You know that this is the grace of God.
主耶稣的给我们的恩典。
It's the grace from Jesus.
耶稣又说一句话很重要，所以不要为明天忧累，因为明天自有明天的忧累，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Jesus also said another important verse. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
我相信每一个心理学家都很 agree， 都很希望。能够用这一句话。
And I believe that most of the psychologists would like to use this word.
因为如果我们能够把一天的难处一天当就够的话，我们明天就不会太忧虑。
If you can actually only worry about the worry today, then we will feel much better.
因为有些人他今天就已经忧虑到明年的事情了。
Because some people, you know, they worry about things the next year.
所以他们的重担很大。
And then they have a heavy burden.
所以他们的心灵的负担也是很大。
And they have a heavy burden in their heart.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你要过一个欢喜快乐的基督徒。
So brother and sister, you want to be a joyful Christian.
你就要常常喜乐。
You have to be joyful always.
保罗说的，常常劝勉你们，你们要常常喜乐。
And Paul always say this: be joyful always.
我们怎么样要做一个轻松快乐的一个基督徒
？How can we become a you know a joyful Christians?
Yeah, 你要把你一切的重担交给。
You need to give all your burden to Jesus.
这是最重要。
This is the most important.
我们口讲。就很容易，真的要实行出来不容易。
It's easy to talk about it, but when we want to do it, it's very difficult.
我太太的婆婆是一个非常轻松愉快的基督徒。
The mother-in-law, my wife, is a very joyful Christian.
My mother-in-law 的 mother.
mother's or mother-in-law.
我太太的婆婆，她是一个真的非常轻松愉快的基督徒。
And she's really an easygoing and a joyful
怎么样说呢
person.
我跟她在谈，我是一个牧师传道人，我跟她学很多东西。她第一件事情，有事情发生在家庭里面，她第一件事情就是要祷告上帝。
And actually, I learned a lot from this person. So the first thing I learned is when we have encountered some difficulty, we pray to the Lord.
你看，现在是世界杯打那个英式足球，对不对？那个打英式足球的时候，你第一时间能够射那个龙门的时候，就第一个时间你就要射的了，不然的话太慢就射不到的了。
Now, right now is the time of the World Cup soccer.And when you want to shoot to the goal, then this is the first thing you need to do, otherwise you'll miss the chance.
所以我们基督徒有事情发生的时候，第一时间靠自己还是靠上帝？
When we Christian encounter a problem, do we, the immediate action is do we depend on ourselves or do we depend on the Lord?
我们不是说我们靠祷告上帝什么都不管。
It's not that we only through prayer, then we don't have to do anything else.
但是我们的基督徒生命就是说，我们要把我们的事情交给上帝，是很重要的一个信仰。
In our Christian life, it's very important to give our burden to the Lord.
我们求主给我们力量，能够面对一切的困难。
We ask the Lord to give us strength to face all the challenges.
我怎么样说我太太的婆婆她是一个轻松愉快的基督徒。
And how do I say that the mother of my mother-in-law, she's a joyful Christian?
她有糖尿病。
She had diabetes.
已经差不多80岁的时候。
When she was about 80 years old.
那后来真的糖尿病让她很痛，她把那个脚割了。
Because of the pain from the diabetes, he actually got his legs amputated.
但是他从来没有骂人。
But she never complained or scolded.
他从来没有埋怨上帝。
He never complained to the Lord.
他常常在家里面就是唱歌。
She always sing it at home.
常常在家里面就背圣经。
And she recites the scriptures.
这就是他的工作。
And that's her work.
他坐在轮椅上。
She sat on the wheelchair.
谁知道有一天医生说他的心脏很强哦，但是他的腿很痛，所以要把两条大腿都割掉。
And her heart was strong, but at one time the doctor said, you know, but your leg is in problem, so both legs was cut off.
人的生命不容易哦。
Life is not easy.
很多人这样就会骂上帝了。
And in many of these circumstances, people will really
mad
at God.
这位老太太。但是这位老太太真的很有对上帝很有信仰。
But this old lady has strong faith in the Lord.
我们就把她送到 nursing home 里面去。
And we sent her to the nursing home.
我们每次去看她的时候
，When we go to see her，
那个 nursing home 没有什么中国人。
There are not a lot of Chinese person. 她
看到我们是中国人，那个护士看到我们中国人就说。你要找那个 Jesus Love Me 那个老太太是吗
？And they would say, "Oh, you want to look for the Jesus Love Me lady?"
因为她每天都唱主耶稣爱我。
Because she sing Jesus Love Me.
那么 melody 是美国人都知道那首歌叫什么
？And
all,
most Americans know about the melody of that song.
她每天就是吃、睡觉、唱歌。
And every day she eat, sleep, and sing.
那个时候差不多九十几岁了。
And at that time she was almost 90 years old.
但是有一个奇妙的事情。
And that's a wonderful thing.
我们给她聊天的时候。
When we were chatting with her.
她脑筋都很乱。
Her brain is not very clear.
但是我叫她我们祷告好不好
？But when I say that let's pray.
我就请她祷告。
And I asked her to pray.
祷告完我们走了。
And after the prayer we.
她祷告的层次给我还好。
So prayer is much deeper than mine.
奇妙嘛
，Is it wonderful?
这个属灵的生命在里面没有 retire，
没
有 old。
Her spiritual heart in her heart is never get old.
她能够成为一个轻松愉快的基督徒。
She's become a really joyful Christian.
要从你把重担交给耶稣开始。
And that starts when you put your burden to the Lord.
所以求主祝福我们。
May God bless us.
让我们做一个把重担交给耶稣的基督徒。
So let us become a Christian that we will willing to give a burden.
仰望耶稣的第一点就是放下重担。
The first point of fixing our eye on Jesus is to put down your burden.
第二点就是脱去罪恶。
And the second point is to shed their sins.
脱去容易缠绕我们的罪。
And we shed the sins that easily entangle us.
有三种。
There are three things.
基督徒称为的罪。
There are three kinds of things we call sins.
这个罪第一点是什么呢？
What's the first thing?
就是失去了信心。
And when we lost faith.
如果你失去了信心，也就是说你不信上帝。
If you lost your faith, that means you are not believing in the God.
这就是一个罪。
And this is a sin.
所以非常重要的罪。
It's a very important sin.
我们不能失去信心。
We cannot lose our faith.
所以我们要注意，我们要脱去容易缠绕我们的罪。
We have to shed the sins that easily entangle us.
失去信心。
And not to lose our faith.
我有最近听到这个消息，心里面有点不大开心。
I recently heard the news that I really not feeling very comfortable.
1988年，我在台湾圣公会封立牧师。1988年。
In year 1988, I was ordained as a pastor in the Episcopal Church.
同期我们有一个同学也是ordained to be a 做牧师。
At the same time, one of my classmates also being ordained to be a pastor.
最近我这两年听到这个消息，这个同工已经不做牧师了。
And I recently heard the news that he is no longer a pastor.
不在教会里面侍奉神。
He is not serving in the church anymore.
他失去了信心。
He lost his faith.
心里面真有点难过。
I feel very sad.
所以我们不能失去信心，无论什么事情发生。我们都要保持我们对上帝的信心。
No matter what circumstances, we need to keep our faith. We cannot lose it.
第二点就是那个罪，就是忘记了主的恩典。
The second sin is the forgot about the lost grace.
我们不要忘记主的恩。
We should not forget the grace of our God.
我们看见有一个民族，他们常常忘记了神的恩典。
We saw a group of people, they always forget about God's grace.
被选的人。
Those are the chosen people.
被选的人，他们经过红海，从埃及出来，过红海到旷野。
The chosen people came out from Egypt and through the Red Sea and to the desert.
过了红海没有多久，他们就埋怨上帝了。
After they passed the Red Sea, they start to complain about the Lord.
他们已经看见上帝奇妙的作为，能够从干地走过红海，到旷野，反而还埋怨上帝。
They saw the wonders of, you know, God separating the water. They went through the dry land and to the desert, but they still complain.
到他没有的吃，没有水喝的时候
，When they don't have any food or water,
上帝给他最好的薄饼。
God gave them the best.
啊，玛拉。
哎，玛拉。
这个东西是一个好东西。
This is a good
我们不知道是什么，但是一定是好东西。
We don't know what is a manna, but we know that it's a good thing.
还要给鹌鹑。
And we also the
鹌鹑蛋。
The krill, I don't know.
这个肉很好。你看，上帝给他们都是很好的，但是他们拿到之后就忘记神的恩典。
God gave them the best, but after they received it, they forgot about God.
那上帝怎么样惩罚他们
？And how did God punish them？
就是上帝要锻炼他们。
God want to build them up, give them
让他们在旷野跑了40年。
God led them to wander in the desert for 40 years.
因为他们太容易忘记神的恩典了。
Because they forget about the grace of God too easily.
所以他们有时候很好，有时候掉到一个很痛苦的环境。
They're all up and down.
所以我们忘记主的恩典的时候，常常会受苦啊。
So we will suffer when we forgot about the grace.
上帝要锻炼我们吗？对不对？所以我们不要忘记主的恩典是很重要。
Yeah, because God wants to train us, so it's very important not to forget the grace.
那第三种就是贪爱这个世俗和世界。
And the third sin is the love of the secular world.
那为什么教会里面有很多人的位空的位置？
You know, why there's many empty chairs in the church?
那个世界的吸引力太大了。
Because the world is very attractive.
那个世俗的那个力量太高了。
The power of the secular world is so strong.
很多人都出去了。
A lot of people was, you know, they went out.
我们广东人喜欢喝茶
，and we Cantonese love to drink tea。
很多人跑去喝茶了，吃点心的不来做礼拜。
They came to the dim sum place rather than to the church。
你看多世俗了，对不对
？And you see how secular it is。
所以我们不要太爱世界。
So we should not love the world。
我回香港的时候学到一个名词，我不晓得有没有在这边提过哈。他们说有一种基督徒叫潜水的基督徒。
And I back in Hong Kong, I heard a phrase that is called one type of Christian called a diving Christian.
有一次我在香港那边那些旧的教友请我吃饭，他说牧师，很抱歉，因为我做潜水的基督徒潜了十年了，还没有回过教会。
So in a church in Hong Kong, and some Christian told me that, Lord, and I've been here, I've been a diving Christian for you know.Many years.
因为他们要玩钱啊，找钱啊，工作啦、啊，都没有空回到教会去。
Because they are busy working and make money, so that they don't have time to go to church.
所以变成潜水的基督徒。
So that they become diving.
那我们要把那个潜水的基督徒找回来。
So we have to look for these people and these diving Christians.
容易不容易啊？
Is it easy?
真的不容易、啊。
It's not easy.
那不舍得潜到哪里去、啊、
？Because we don't know where she,
对不对
？He or she dives, and you cannot see him.
所以求主帮助我们，我们要做一个真是好的基督徒。我们要脱去罪恶。
So we should become a good Christian. We have to ask the Lord to give us the things to shed our sins.
所谓的罪恶，不是说杀人放火那是罪恶。
And when I by sins, we doesn't mean that like murdering people.
那就是法律可以处理。
The law can handle that part.
失去信心。
When you lose your faith,
忘恩负义
and kind of like forgive about
it,
and you love the world,
这个律法不管的
the law will not care about this.
属灵的生命就会遭到很多的问题
But your spiritual life will encounter many problems.
所以求主帮助我们
We ask the Lord to help us.
第三点
the third,
我们要存心忍耐
We need to be perseverant.
我们仰望耶稣那、啊、没有忍耐的人呢？啊，不能做基督徒。
A man without perseverance cannot be a Christian.
因为圣经说要存心忍耐。
Because the scripture says you have to be perseverant.
Yeah, 来奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And the scripture says, run the race marked out for us.
这边这个路程呢、啊，这个圣经的字啊，这个路程这个字。这是指一个赛程，这是比赛的过程。
The word race here actually means the process of the race.
所以在这个字的原文呢，就是一个运动会。
And then the original meaning of this word is actually is like a sports game.
是运动会里面其中的一项的运动。
And actually point to one items of the game.
我们从上文下里看到有一个冰。奔跑这个字
and in the scripture is the word run.
那这个字就是我们有这个字来推测，就是意思是说，就是我们啊去赛跑。
And we can kind of like deduce that this is actually mean a running race.
Yeah. 所以每一个基督徒在你们的生命路程上面
，So on everyone's life journey for Christians.
你在这个生命的路程上面
and your life journey on,
你就是一个已经报名参加马拉松赛跑的人
You are actually a marathon runner
啊，所以你一定要很忍耐的去跑这个马拉松的赛跑
So you must be perseverant in running the game, the race
这边有没有人去跑过马拉松、啊、
Anyone run a marathon before?
因为一定要很忍耐的力量才能够参加这个马拉松的赛跑。
Yeah, you must have the perseverance in order to finish the game.
但是我告诉你，这是一个光明的路程。
I'll tell you, this is a bright race.
你已经报名了，基督徒你已经是报名参加了。
If you have enrolled because you are a Christian.
但无论你跑得多快，跑得慢，都有赏赐。
No matter how fast you run, or how slow you run, you will have a reward.
你一定要很轻松的，很快乐的，很忍耐的来跑这个路程。
You need to be relaxed and joyful and run with the perseverance.
在1984年，在东京国际马拉松邀请赛，那这一次比赛爆大冷门。
In 1984, in the Tokyo International Marathon Invitational Game, that was a big surprise.
一个矮矮的日本人
and a short Japanese runner.
这个选手叫山田本一
and this athlete's name is Yamada Moto.
他拿了冠军
She became the champion.
那新闻记者问他，哎，你为什么能够拿到冠军啊？
And the reporters asked him, and how do you get to be a champion?
啊，这个选手回答得很简单，他说，凭智慧取胜。
And the runner's answer is simple. He said,
因为他是聪明，
yeah,
所以
I won by wisdom.
两年之后，他也参加1986年意大利米兰国际马拉松邀请赛，冠军又是他。
And 2 years after, he also joined the Milan International Marathon Game, and he's also the champion.
那这个新闻记者又访问他，你是怎么样可以跑赢的
？And the reporters asked him the same question: How do you win?
就是我太聪明了。
He said again, "I won by wisdom."
到十年之后
，and 10 years later,
在他的自传里面，这个答案出来了。
And people found the answer in his autobiography.
他说我能够拿到这两次的冠军。
The reason that I can get the championship for these two races.
因为我把那个横线的目标改成那个路线的小目标。
Because I put that horizontal target line at the end, and I changed it to a set of smaller targets on the route.
所以他在跑之前都在那个。路菜城的路上来看一转。
He always surveys the race course before the game.
然后在每一段路选了一个短程的目标。
And at each section, he set up smaller targets.
啊，比方说看到这边有一个麦当劳，哎，这个麦当劳是一个小目标。
And he saw the McDonald's on the roadside. He set this as a target.
另外一个是哦 ，Starbucks， 我这小目标 Starbucks。
You know, even Starbucks,
一个小的路程的小目标。
And there's a set of smaller targets.
他不想这个横线的目标。
He was not thinking about the final finishing line.
所以一见跑到说，哎呀，麦当劳我过了，麦当劳很开心的，很轻松的跑。
So he's wondering without pressure when you see a McDonald's say, I achieved the goal already.
每一个小的那个目标已经达到，他就已经很兴奋了。
Whenever he finishes a smaller goal, he's always excited.
很轻松了。
And he feel very
comfortable. 所以呢，没有什么压力。
So he didn't feel any pressure at all.
他就这样跑到终点去了。
And then he went to the finishing line.
达到目标了。
And achieve his goal.
就是我们基督徒终点就是耶稣基督。
And for Christians, our end goal is Jesus Christ.
我们每一个小目标都是神的恩典。
And our smaller target is God's
grace. 所以我们的生活应该轻轻松松、快快乐乐的。
And our lives should be comfortable and easy.
来完成我们这个马拉松的天路历程的赛跑。
And to finish the marathon of our heavenly journey.
基督徒走永生之路都是一样。
The way Christians walk on the road of eternal life is the same.
最重要，我们就是要有忍耐。
And the most important thing is to be perseverant.
所以圣经里面说有一句很出名的圣经说，唯有忍耐到底的，别人得救。
And there's a very famous verse said, "He who endure to the end will be saved."
我们要忍耐。
We need to have perseverance.
你知道谁给我们忍耐呢
？Do you know who gave us the perseverance?
是上帝给我们忍耐。
It's God gave us.
在罗马书3:25说，神献了耶稣做挽回祭，凭着耶稣的血， 借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 25, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness.Because in his forbearance, he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
你看上帝的忍耐真长远。
You can see that is, you know, God's patience and be servant is very long term.
自从人犯罪之后
and since man committed sins,
上帝就已经准备救恩了。
And God's already prepared the salvation.
我是这样了解圣经的哈。
This is how I understand the Bible.
谁为人做衣服了
？Who make the clothes for man?
上帝是一个第一个 fashion designer.
So God is the first fashion designer.
他人是把那个草啊，那个树叶来自己做，他上帝让那个羊皮给他做衣服。
Man made dress by weaving the leaves, but God prepared the skin of the goats for them.
那就是代罪的羔羊。
This is the scapegoat.
是象征哦。
It's an analogy.
就是上帝的救。
And this is the salvation of God.
一代一代一代下来，你看上帝的忍耐多忍耐，准备这个救恩。
And through generation and generation, you can see how God's perseverance towards us.
我们要作为一个轻松愉快的基督徒。
So we can be a joyful Christian.
我们一定要过忍耐的生活。
We need to live a life of perseverance.
因为上帝的时间给我们的时间还不一样。
Because God's time is different from our time.
因为上帝的时间是一定是最好的时间。
Because God's time is the best time.
我们人的时间是不大准确的。
And our time is not that accurate.
第四点。
And the fourth point.
就是要仰望救主耶稣。
Is we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
因为上帝将他道成肉身成为人类的救主，是上帝的儿子。
Because God is the Savior of man who became flesh from the Word. And he's the Son of God.
这就是我们第一点要承认的。第二点就是
This is the first thing we need to recognize.
第二点就是他为了你我世界上所有犯过犯的人，他被钉死在十字架上，来代赎我们的罪。
The second thing we need to recognize is for the sins of you, me, and the world, he was nailed on the cross to redeem our sins.
这是第二点。第三点，他为我们而来，要为我们传扬天国的福音，要为我们受苦，要为我们死而复活，要为我们再来。
And the third point is he came for us, and he proclaims the good news of the heavenly kingdom, and he suffered, but risen from death, and will come back again.
这位信心创始成终的救主耶稣。
And this is a pioneer and perfecter of faith.
没有一个人能够与他相比。
No one can compare to him.
没有一个宗教能够与他相比。
No, there's no other religions can compare to him.
现在很容易啊，你在上网里面看哪一个宗教能够比耶稣伟大。
If you can search on the internet, find any religious leader is more greater than Jesus.
所以我们要仰望他。
That's why we need to fix our eyes on him.
因为世界上没有一位救主像他。
There's no other savior like him.
所以我们要仰望，我加了救主耶稣。
So that we have to fix our eyes on our savior, Jesus Christ.
他就是我们的救主。
He is our savior.
你知道很多佛教的人都不知道这一句话是什么意思的。
Actually, you know, don't you know that there's a lot of Buddhists, they didn't understand this verse.
还没有信耶稣以前，有谁信佛教的举手
？Do you anyone who believe in Buddhism before you become a Christian? Raise your hands.
他们佛教不是有一些南无阿弥陀佛吗
？Yes, that is a kind of a prayer name.
对啊，他就是去他们这句话就是去。寻找一位救灾救难的救主。
The words of this praying chanting is to look for search for a savior that can save them.
他永远找不到。
They will never find it.
因为他找佛。
Because they are looking for a Buddha.
没有找到耶稣。
They are not looking for Jesus.
耶稣就是他们想要找的那位救灾救难的救世主。
And actually, Jesus is the one that who is the savior for them that they're looking for.
好多人信佛教不知道这句话。
Many Buddhists, they don't know about this.
就是说，常说这句话，就是找到今天八十九十岁啊，找不到。
When they chanting their prayer phrase, and you know they never find it, even they are you know 80 years old.
所以我们要仰望我们这位救主耶稣。
That's why we need to fix our eyes on our.Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
以前有一位王子，他生得很漂亮。
And back then, a long time ago, there was a prince. He was very handsome. 啊，
就是国语是很帅啊，很高，很高大。
And is tall also.
很聪明。
It's very smart.
很有智慧哈。
And full of wisdom.
啊，人都很喜欢他。
All people like him.
他也喜欢他自己。
He liked himself more.
除了一样。
Except one thing.
因为他是驼背的。
Because he's a hunchback.
驼背真的很，很多人很失望。
Many people are very disappointed.
为他失望，因为他这么好的一个王子啊，为什么会驼背的
？And such a good prince, how come he's a hunchback?
后来这个王子很聪明，他叫一个做啊、做了一个像，他叫一个石像，就是石头做了一个像，放在这个。他天天去的那个公园的中间。
So this prince, built a stone statue and put it in the center of the garden.
但是像是谁呢？就是他自己。
And that statue is actually himself.
他说：“你一定要把我做得很像，但是不要驼背的。
”And he had to, he prayed that you know, you need to make me look like him without the hunchback.
Yeah, 要很大。站得很直的
，and he can stand straight up.
啊，他没有多久就把这个像做好了
，and not
放在这个公园，他的花园里面。
So didn't take much time, and then he actually built this statue and put in the center of the garden.
所有在王宫里面的人都很喜欢这个像
，and all the people in the palace really love this statue.
这个王子也很希望他的像。
This prince also like this.Statue.
他每天差不多早午晚都在这个巷里面转一周。
So, and throughout the day, he always circling the statues.
他每天就仰望着他的像。
And every day he look up to this statue.
他每天都是这样看着他的像。
Every day he raise his head and look up to the statue.
太漂亮了。
It's beautiful.
太英俊了。
It's very
太好看了。
It's good looking.
那些员工有。看到王子能够这样常常看那个像也是他很开心也是很为他很开心
People are actually happy for the prince because they saw that he is happy when he looked up to the statue
所以这个王子就看到自己的像看到一年
And after years of you know, looking at the statues
看到五年
And after 5 years
看到十年
And after 10 years
诶那是工人说你们看王子有些改变了。
And the workers say, actually, do you see the changes of?
那每一个人的传，哎，王子有改变了。
They talk to each other, say,
什么改变了？他没有驼背了，驼背跑掉了。
And his hunchback disappeared. You know, he can stand straight up now.
哦，王子后来他也知道他已经没有驼背了。
And the prince finally realized.
因为他每天都仰望他的像。
Because he looked up to his statue,
so 这个驼背就直起来了
And his back is actually straightened up because of that.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要仰望耶稣
Brother and sister, we need to look up to Jesus.
我们的罪，我们的不好的地方，都会变成好
And all our shortcomings and disadvantages will become good again.
因为我们的耶稣是位救主耶稣
Because our Lord is a Savior.
是一位世上最好的救世主。
He's the best of saviors in the world.
但愿我们都能够仰望我们信心创始成终的救主耶稣。
May us fix our eyes on the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ.
在一生中都能够拥有喜乐和健康的人生。
And be able to embrace joy and health in our lives.
希望我们都能够把这四点记下来。
I hope that we can remember all the 4 points here.
今天做父亲的很开心哦。
Today, I think the fathers will be very happy.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy for us.
我也很开心。
I'm happy.
非常开心。
I'm very happy.
为什么呢？我的儿子在这里。
Because my son is here.
我的大儿子 Timothy， 还有我的大儿媳妇 Amy， 她在我们中间。
Because my son and daughter-in-law is here with us.
你知道我做父亲的，真的很希望那个孩子们给我们一起做礼拜。但是你知道，我做牧师常常到处跑。
Because as a father, I really want to worship with my own children, but as a pastor, I travel a lot.
Yeah, 所以呢，这个机会不多了。
And this kind of chance is not much.
他们长大结婚是更难了。
After they grown up and get married, even less chance.
所以明年如果 Father's Day， 你要要求你的孩子说，今天你最给我最好的礼物，就是给我一起到教堂里面，给我一起敬拜上帝。
Maybe next year you can ask your children, say, the best gift to me is come to worship the Lord with me in the church. And to let your children know that your religious and spiritual life. And this will be beneficial to your whole family.
Either Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Either it's a Mother's Day or Father's Day.
You have a power to invite they come. Right.你们有那个权利邀请他们来。
Yeah, you have the right to invite them to come.
愿上帝祝福你们。
May God bless you.
Amen.